This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel releases more plans on its Rafah strategy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare a plan to evacuate civilians from Rafah ahead of an expected Israeli invasion of the densely populated southern Gaza city. The announcement comes after heavy international criticism, including from the US, of Israeli intentions to move ground forces into the city. Rafah borders Egypt and is now home to hundreds of thousands of people living in sprawling tent camps after fleeing fighting elsewhere in Gaza. Israel says that after more than 4 months of war, Rafah's the last remaining Hamas stronghold in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin told former Fox News host Tucker Carlson Moscow will fight for its interests, quote, to the end, but has no interest in expanding its war in Ukraine in his first interview with a U.S. outlet since before Russia's invasion in 2022 of Ukraine aired on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Putin questioned why the U.S. was continuing to fund Kyiv's effort and said it was impossible to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. The Kremlin said Putin agreed to the Carlson interview because the approach of the former Fox News host differed from the one-sided reporting of the Ukraine conflict by many Western news outlets. Carlson is considered to have close connections to Donald Trump, who's expected to be the Republican Party candidate in the November U.S. presidential election.
Diane Tao from Reuters. A volcanic eruption in southwestern Iceland appears to have subsided, though scientists are warning that the area may experience further eruptions in the coming months. Iceland's meteorological office said late Thursday that the eruption had decreased significantly. The eruption began at about 6 a.m. local time on Thursday. For additional stories, visit VOA.